Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Masters is in the rear view. The NBA playoffs are on the way. But as always, Name That News is always right on schedule. We're back with another episode of what we believe is Odyssey's favorite podcast, Name That News. I am your host, Mark Menard, alongside my co-host, Zach Clark. And Zach, how was your fantastic weekend? I hope it was fantastic. Mine was.
Talking NBA playoffs, the Pistons for the second year in a row have the worst record in the league. Who cares?
Well, look, the New Orleans Pelicans hopefully will be there. They kind of screwed the pooch over the weekend in that big loss to the Lakers, but they're in the play-in, and I've got full faith that my guys will at least give me something to watch for the next few weeks. Because then after that, it's the summer doldrums until football season starts. Because down here, we don't have a baseball team. We're not like you high and mighty guys in Detroit with your Tigers.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, the glamour of being a Tigers fan, it's just fantastic. But look, Mark, hopefully we can perform in this game better than, you know, the Pistons.
So look, here's how it works. We have gone through a week's worth of news. We picked the clips we like the best. And we have taken a little something out so that you have to try to guess what it is they're talking about. It's called Name That News. It's very self-explanatory. And Zach, I believe you were leading us off this week. Why don't you get us started?
It is. Mark, you are correct. I am up first, and our initial clip comes to us from CBS Radio, heard on Odyssey stations across the country. Take a listen.
With a Pew Research study finding 97% of U.S. owners consider their pets family, experts say the push is growing for days off.
Alrighty, Mark. Days off for what as it relates to your pet? A, their birthday. B, their birth. Or C, their death.
Unless you have a pet who's having a litter themselves, I don't think you're usually around for the birth of your pet. If you adopt a pet from somewhere, you're not going to be there when it's born. And likewise, you may not know exactly when the birthday is, especially if you adopt a stray. But I can tell you, as someone who has had pets who have passed on to the other side, it is very emotional when they go away from us. And I could see companies giving you a bereavement day or two if your best friend in the world passes on. So I'm going to say for their death.
Mark, excellent out of the gate. It is C, that people want time to grieve their pet. I'll tell you what, though, Mark. When I was in college, I had a dog, and we had birthday parties for the dog. Double kegger rager every year. It was awesome. She hated it. We loved it. It was great.
See, and again, much like when you have like a toddler, the party's more for the parents than it is for the child or the pet. It's for you. It's because you made it through another year of keeping this thing alive. That's what the party's for.
I will say, though, there was a moment because we'd always make a dog cake. You know, like it's like you can make cake kind of, but it's for dogs. And I heard from the back, "Hey, man, this cake tastes like shit." Yeah, well, no doubt it's for dogs. So enjoy that.
Yeah, you basically ate dog food. Well done. Good job. So look, let's go ahead and go up to the Windy City, WBBM in Chicago, and it is not our only trip up there today, I will tell you that. But for this one, an interesting new business proposition.
See, it's Entrepreneur Friday, and this afternoon we're meeting a businessman who made a radical change in his career. We welcome in Tom Ericks, founder and CEO of Get Joy and Company in Norwalk, Connecticut. The brand is called Get Joy. And Tom, thank you for joining us today. And you came into this from the world of Facebook.
So we came from Facebook, started a new company. What type of joy does Get Joy provide? Is it A, massage parlors? Is it B, beach vacations? Or is it C, something for your pet? We just got done talking about how, you know, when your best buddy feels good, you feel good.
I feel like, though, for like Get Joy being a pet thing, like they're a little late. There's already like BarkBox and Chewy, right, that already do things like that. But A and B certainly make people happy. Now, did we get a clarification on what kind of massage parlor?
You know what? Wherever your imagination can take you, I suppose. But look, I will say he's advertising this on the radio, so it's got to be legal.
Okay. So maybe not a Robert Kraft-style massage parlor.
Yeah, probably not there unless you're in Vegas.
Understood. Look, I'm going to say, but I think that's kind of random, though. I'm going to say it's B. Who doesn't want to find a good beach, especially this time of year?
We're getting into the time of the year when people are going to be looking for the beach, and those beaches are going to be probably a little bit crowded. Everybody's going to get a little sand, get a little sun, get a little spritz of the ocean in their face, but that is not what this company provides, unfortunately. They do something for your pet. It is organic pet food. Get Joy and Company provides organic pet food, and he got to this company leaving Facebook, and then he decided to start a pet food company.
All right, Mark, we're going from the Midwest out to the West Coast. This clip comes from KNX in Los Angeles.
Remember those typos on the... They've fixed those.
All right, Mark. Where were these typos? Were they in A, a replica of the Declaration of Independence, B, a Kobe Bryant statue, or C, a sign at UCLA?
I'll start with the Kobe Bryant statue. I feel like typos on a statue, a little bit harder to fix. You got to chisel out some stone. You got to maybe put a replacement piece in there. I mean, I guess it could be an engraving on the front where you just make a new plaque. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I would have heard about that by now. That would have been much bigger news if they had a problem with the Kobe statue. So that leaves a sign at UCLA and a replica Declaration of Independence. Either of those, I feel, could be a common occurrence. Like, you've got a replica, and look, the Declaration of Independence has a lot of words in it, and you got a copy of that thing if you're making a fake, and maybe you miss one. Maybe you miss something in there. And look, we see billboards with problems all the time. We see signs, 50-50. I'm going to go with the replica of the Declaration of Independence, just because it feels good rolling off my tongue, obviously.
Yeah, a couple of quick phone calls to Nicolas Cage and everything will be taken care of on that one. Mark, you know, actually, the first one was the correct answer. It is indeed B, a Kobe Bryant statue. I'm going to read an excerpt from artnews.com. It says this: the errors on the statue include the misspelling of Toronto guard Jose Calderon as Jose Calderson, and former Laker Von Wafer as Vom Wafer. And the word decision is also misspelled as decision. So they spelled it D-E-C-I-C-I-O-N. And they fixed them now. That was the story. They fixed them.
All right. So look, maybe it's a tricky word for you. Calderson.
I mean, come on.
I could see that being a last name.
I mean,
but
I
you thought
know.
A guy's name was Vom? Vom?
Well, and plus, Calderson, if he's from America, he's Spanish. Somebody named Calderson in Spain.
I'm just stuck on the fact that they thought some dude's name was Vom. Was it short for vomit? Like, I don't know.
I was like, gonna say.
That would be the worst thing to name your child in history, I feel. That's pretty bad.
His government name is Vomit Wafer.
Vomit Wafer. And he's going to start a pet food company himself as well, coming soon. Buy the new vomit wafers for your dog. I've got to reset myself here. Luckily, we're not going too far away. We're staying out on the West Coast. KCBS in San Francisco, talking about the other coast. They're actually talking about the East Coast on the West Coast and what might be coming.
Another rare natural occurrence is taking place on the East Coast this year, but as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, residents and visitors are not likely to be as excited about it as they were about the eclipse.
So what unwelcome and rare event is on the horizon for the East Coast? Is it A, a monster hurricane? Is it B, cicada apocalypse? Or is it C, a Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl win?
Mark, here's how I know it's not the last one. Because you said it was on the horizon. Let me tell you what's not on the horizon. The Dallas Cowboys winning a Super Bowl. I was single digits old, Mark, the last time that happened. Single digits old. I'm almost 40. But while it's not happening, Mark, I will tell you that it is unwelcome and it is rare. Nothing is worse than a Cowboy fan with momentum. It's absolutely terrible. Hurricanes are somewhat more rare on the East Coast, at least further north. And cicadas are so gross. I'm going to say cicadas. Ugh. They come out from underground and make all kinds of weird noise. Ugh.
And look, obviously, it's not the Cowboy win because A, we can't predict the future, and B, it just isn't going to happen. Sorry. It's just not going to happen. But the other two, look, we've seen some hurricanes make their way up to the East Coast. We saw that one flood the subways in New York a few years ago. And with the way that the weather systems are getting stronger every year, which we're very familiar with down here in New Orleans, that could be something that happens more often, unfortunately. But it is not the hurricane. It is, in fact, the cicada apocalypse on the way for the East Coast. So I guess just be ready to step on a bunch of bugs and then sweep them off your driveway. They're going to be coating everything, apparently.
Now, look, man, I'm not this guy, but if I remember correctly from my childhood, that cicadas in the Bible are one of the signs of the apocalypse. So, yay! Wait, good news, though, Mark. I won't have to pay off my student loans if the apocalypse happens. We'll take that as a win.
There you go. You will be off the hook, unless they come for you in the afterlife, which, you know, if everybody's in the afterlife, that means the bill collectors will be there too. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I'm hoping that we're all living free and easy once we get there. But such is life.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll move on to what we call the cliffhanger question of the week. It's a question just like all the other questions, except we don't answer it immediately. We make you sit on it for 7 days because we want you to come back. We want you to be thinking about it all week, thinking about us all week, and have to come back and get you another free download of the latest episode of Name That News. Before we get to this week's cliffhanger, let's finally pay off last week's cliffhanger. For that, we go to Zach. What did you have for us last week? Refresh our memories.
All righty, Mark, we're staying in California. We're going south to KNX in Los Angeles. Take a listen.
Supporters of what's known as tax say it helped a lot of people over the last year.
It's been exactly 1 year since the for tax went into effect that I know it's generated $215 million.
All righty, Mark, what kind of tax are we talking about here? Is it A, an actor tax, B, a plastic surgery tax, or C, a mansion tax?
We talked about this a little bit last week. I don't think you tax actors because that's a profession and you're already getting taxed just for having a job. So I don't think you tax them any more than any other job. And that leaves you with two things that are things you don't have to have. Electives, plastic surgery, or a mansion. And look, we know that there's a lot of plastic surgery going on in Hollywood. And especially if you include like Botox and things like that in there. But I don't know, like a mansion, like that, now you're getting into taxing a certain tax bracket. If you can afford a mansion, then you're going to pay a little extra on your taxes there. I don't know. I'm going to go with plastic surgery because it's something like taxing tobacco.
So, Mark, it is actually the mansion tax in Los Angeles, and it is a 4% tax on houses more than $5 million, 5.5% tax on properties more than $10 million, and it's caused quite the controversy in Los Angeles, and it has raised less money than expected. So nobody's happy.
Nobody except Bernie Sanders, who's seeing his dreams finally come true with the mansion tax. So look, that's going to bring us to this week's cliffhanger question of the week. And I promise you, we go back to Chicago, and indeed we are. WBBM getting a double dip this week, thanks to some new equipment for the Chicago PD.
The Chicago Police Department is getting a new piece of high-tech equipment to help with this summer's Democratic National Convention.
So what new piece of equipment is the CPD getting for the DNC? Is it A, a helicopter, B, a tank, or C, a fleet of high-tech Iron Man-type suits?
You know, I just don't understand why a police department would need a tank, but they have at least one here in Detroit. I know that. The helicopter makes sense, right? You can see things from above, especially if you're chasing somebody. But that last one, I know that's a joke, kind of, but if you've seen some of the stuff that they use in law enforcement these days, technology-wise, it's all pretty impressive at a certain extent. So, but I don't think it's going to be C. I'm going to use the practical answer, which will probably bite me in the ass. We won't answer it now, of course, but I'm going to say it's A, helicopter.
Well, look, you got a week to think about it. And just remember, we're seeing advances all the time when it comes to R&D in the Department of Defense and things they're coming out with. And they, of course, they go to the military first, but then they sprinkle down into the police departments. Maybe those Iron Man suits, maybe we're breaking a little news here on Name That News. Maybe we're making the news on Name That News. We'll have to wait and see next week. Until then, special thanks to Brian Fisher, who helps put the show together. Special thanks to you for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button. Bookmark us on your browser. Set a reminder on your calendar, because we're here every single week with another fresh new episode of Name That News.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.